Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Hey friends, welcome back to English Unleashed. I'm Tom. In today's episode, I will teach you practical tips to sound like native speakers. I will also teach you short, simple phrases that native speakers use every day. These are real phrases used in real life. This episode is not just about learning. It's also listening practice. You can listen, understand, repeat, and speak with me. It will help you sound more natural and confident in English. Let's get started. So let's begin with a question. What does it really mean to speak like a native? Many learners believe it means speaking with perfect grammar, using advanced vocabulary, or sounding exactly like someone from the UK, the US, or Australia. But the truth is, that's not what it means. Speaking like a native does not mean using big, difficult words. It does not mean speaking very fast. And it definitely does not mean losing your own voice or your own identity. To speak like a native means something much simpler. It means speaking in a way that is natural, relaxed, and real, which means not like a textbook, but like a human being. In fact, many native speakers do not speak perfectly. They make small grammar mistakes. They stop and restart their sentences. They use simple, short phrases. They often speak in an informal way, and that is okay. What makes their speaking sound native is not perfection. It's the flow, the tone, the use of real everyday English. Okay, now that we understand what speak like a native really means, let's take a closer look at what native English speakers actually do when they speak. What makes their speech sound natural and easy to understand? Native speakers almost always use contractions in daily conversation. A contraction is a shorter form of two words. So, instead of saying, "I am very tired today," a native speaker would usually say, "I'm very tired today." It's quicker, it's smoother, and it sounds more relaxed. Using contractions helps your English sound more like natural speech. Instead of saying, "I am," say, "I'm." Instead of saying, "You are," say, "You're." Instead of saying, "She is," say, "She's." Also, native speakers don't always use long, formal sentences. In fact, they often say just a few words, but those words carry a lot of meaning. These short, natural phrases help conversations feel relaxed and real. Here are some common examples. The first one is, "Sounds good." This means, "I agree." That plan or idea is fine with me. Sounds good. The other one is, no way. This means, really? I can't believe it. It often shows surprise or disbelief. No way. The other one is, I'm in. I'm in. This means, I want to join or participate. I'm in. The next one is, hang on. Hang on. This means, wait a moment. Hang on. The next useful phrase is, all set. All set. This means, I'm ready. Everything is prepared. Next one, got it. Got it. Which means, I understand. The next one, which is very common, is, will do. Will do. This means, I will do that. This is usually in response to a request. The next one, I'm out. I'm out. This means, I'm not joining. I'm leaving. Or, I'm not interested. I'm out. You simply say, I'm out. The next one, my bad. My bad. This means, that was my mistake. I'm sorry. As simple as that. You just say, my bad. My bad. The next one is, fair enough. Fair enough. This is very common and it means, that makes sense. I accept your point. Fair enough. Fair enough. The other one is, no worries. No worries. This is very common, especially in Britain. It means, it's okay, or don't worry about it. Sometimes it means, you're welcome. No worries. No worries. So, these are small expressions, but they are very common. They are used every day with friends, at work, in shops, or on the phone. Learning these real-life phrases will help you sound more natural and fluent. Now, let's talk about pronunciation. In English, some words are said strongly and others are said softly or quickly. Listen to the sentence. I don't want to go there now. The important words in this sentence are stressed, are said strongly. Don't go now. The smaller words like I, to, and there are said more softly or quickly. This rhythm gives English a natural music. But please don't worry about being perfect. Just start noticing the rhythm when you listen. Over time, your own speech will become smoother too. But the first step is noticing the rhythm and noticing the stress. Here is the next point. Native speakers often connect words when they speak quickly. This is called connected speech. Instead of saying each word clearly, they blend the words together. For example, what do you think becomes what do you think? I'm going to go now becomes I'm going to go now. I'm going to go now. You don't have to speak like this right away, but it helps to recognize it when you hear it. And when you're ready, you can try use connected speech to make your speaking sound more fluent. Here's the next point. Native speakers use language that fits the moment. They don't speak like a textbook. They speak like real people with real feelings. They say things like, it's up to you. It's up to you, which means you decide. Or they say, I'll catch you later. I'll catch you later, which means see you later. Or, that's not my thing. That's not my thing, which means I don't like it. Or they say, you nailed it. You nailed it, which means you did it perfectly. Learning these everyday phrases helps you sound more like a native speaker, and it also helps you understand them better when you listen. So, what can you learn from native speakers? Here is a quick summary. They use contractions like I'm, she's, they're. They speak in short, natural phrases. They use rhythm and stress to guide the meaning. They connect words when speaking quickly. And they use real-life expressions, not just formal grammar. Start by noticing. Start by listening. And then, little by little, try these habits in your own speaking. At a store, you can say, I'm just looking, thanks. How much is this? Do you have this in a medium? At a cafe, you can say, can I get a coffee to go? Can I get a coffee to go? Or I'll have a latte, please. On the phone, you can say, can I call you back? Or, sorry, bad connection. Or, let me put you on speaker. Let me put you on speaker. But here's the key, my friend. You should start slowly. Write these phrases down. Read them out loud. Practice them until they feel familiar. Great job today. You didn't just listen, you practiced real English. These short, natural phrases are what native speakers use every day. And now, you can use them too. You can notice them in what you listen to. Remember, the key to sounding like a native speaker is not using big words. It's using real phrases in real situations with real emotions. If you enjoyed this episode, go back and listen again. Shadow the phrases. Pause. Repeat. Make them part of your daily English routine. This is English Unleashed, and I'm Tom. Keep listening, keep speaking, and keep unleashing your English. Bye for now.